The federal government is signalling it's considering even stronger penalties than originally planned for deliberate cases of wage theft and underpayment. Public submissions on a discussion paper about the new penalty regime closed today. But after the revelations that Woolworths underpaid almost 6,000 workers to the tune of up to $300 million, the Attorney General and Minister for Industrial Relations, Christian Porter, has hit out at what he calls the complacency of big business.
Not only has there got to be a criminal penalty for the most serious types of wage theft, but the civil penalties just have to be higher because these companies aren't getting the message and the deterrence needs to be greater.
Christian Porter speaking on 7:30. The Secretary of the ACTU is Sally McManus. I spoke to her earlier. Sally McManus, Christian Porter has left no doubt there'll be criminal penalties for wage theft, although it's not clear exactly what they'll be. How much jail time do you think there should be for wage theft on the Woolies scale?
Well, we think in the case of Woolies, it is serious, just like Rockpool. Well, more so with Rockpool, they are actually systematically doing it and they knew they were doing it. But what we worry about, if Christian Porter brings in laws that just are about going to jail and putting people in jail, what will happen is Woolworths will lawyer up, they'll do everything they can to deny it, and it will take years and years and workers won't see their money. So we've got to make sure that we build a system, if one of the penalties is criminal sanctions, we've got to make sure that workers get their money quickly and easily, because from a working person's perspective, that's actually the most important thing.
But you're not disputing that some sort of jail time is needed?
Oh, no, for serious contraventions we do. But what we're proposing is that workers should be able to choose two routes. Number one, quick, easy access to get their money and fines for the employer, or go the other route of criminal sanctions, knowing you will get your money, but it'll take a long time and the employer obviously will fight it very hard because they know they're facing jail time.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has argued that the threat of jail time wouldn't improve compliance because it's saying, as you've just mentioned, that if criminal cases are launched, wage theft cases will be tied up in the courts. So how do you make sure that workers wouldn't have to wait a long time to be repaid then?
Yeah, actually what they raise is true. That will be a problem if it's just a one-track way of dealing with it, and it'll end up just being a big marketing exercise where the government will be able to say, look, we've taken hard action, law and order on wage theft, but the problem will be is that, you know, I don't think that we're going to see executives from Woolworths in jail. They will fight it, they'll lawyer up, and the problem will become worse for workers in terms of getting their money. So I think that that's a legitimate problem, and it's about how you design the system, and it's a really simple thing to do. It's a system we used to have where there's a small claims tribunal, which is a really simple thing that we've had before. We just don't no longer have it, where workers can go to it. It's no cost, it's quick. If employers don't have time records, well, then the onus is on them and quick decisions are made and orders are made and people get their money.
The minister's also flagging tougher civilian penalties, particularly fines. He's pointing out that in some consumer law, some of the deterrents include 10% of turnover, or in tax law, there's a percentage of the benefit gained. What do you think about those sorts of levels of civilian penalties?
Well, what we've been thinking is three times the amount that's stolen. So that really means there's a big cost benefit that an employer will have to do if they decide to engage in wage theft. If you know, not only will you have to pay the money back, but you'll have to pay then a fine of three times that, you're really going to add up the consequences. Of course, we're open to other ideas around that as well.
The Business Council of Australia and the Retailers Association have been saying that the complexity of the award system has contributed to the problem. They want the award system simplified. Would the ACTU support that?
I think it's outrageous that they're using that as an excuse. It took them years to come up with a reason why or a defence for wage theft, and that's simply what it is. They're trying to justify the unjustifiable. All of these businesses that we've talked about engage in complex marketing strategies. They have complex supply chains. They run very complicated on-time businesses. The idea that they don't know how to follow an award where they could simply hire, an army if they wanted to in the case of Woolworths or Rockpool of experts to work it out for them, not that they need that, is ridiculous. The union would do it for free. The government actually does it for free.
Sally McManus, thank you for joining AM.
No worries.
And Sally McManus is the Secretary of the ACTU.